Movie Psychics.
Hey, this is Kai.
Who?
I called you about a movie a little while back, Radical Jack or something.
What, is that a Ninja Turtles film?
Shh.
I mean, yes, of course, we already knew that. Do you have another movie for us to recommend?
We already know why you called, but for legal reasons, you have to say it out loud.
No, it's just I'm getting married this week, and I wanted to know if everything would go okay with the wedding.
Oh, that's easy enough. Everything will be fine.
Can you hold for a second? I don't know. I'm getting a really bad feeling about this wedding. It's like a dark cloud hanging over the event. There are also visions of fishmen?
It's pronounced fisherman?
No, like half man, half fish.
Look, I told you playing Dungeons & Dragons isn't healthy. It just puts weird ideas into people's heads.
I'm serious.
Well, we can't tell him that. Imagine being told your wedding will be a disaster beforehand. He'd probably break up with his fiance and lose a bunch of money on deposits.
So you want to lie to him?
Maybe we can predict something very minor and vague. So that way, if something goes wrong, at least we warned him a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, guy?
Kai.
I knew that. Yeah, you might be careful about the cake. It's a minor thing, nothing to worry about. It will be a very memorable day.
Bye!
Wait, what happens with the...
Live from Kakariko Village. Throughout the Retroverse, transmitted to the real world via a maze of wires connecting a Super Nintendo to a Wii, to a Wi-Fi network, and finally to the Internet. The Techno Funk Boy presents the Retro Zoo Super Show. Now here are your hosts, Kai and Steven.
Well, actually, what?
Oh, nothing. I was wondering if you could actually hear that background noise or not.
No.
Okay.
Is it somebody outside the wedding?
I don't know. I just thought I heard something rustling in the bushes outside the window.
Oh, goodness. We cannot... Hold on. Oh, look. There's the lawyer coming up. What is he doing here?
Oh, he looks kind of slimy.
You've met him before.
Have we met him?
Yeah. Well, it's been a... It's been a couple of years ago. He helped set up the whole radio thing.
Oh, he's our lawyer. Okay, I see him. I see him. Yeah. I was just thinking it was a lawyer, generally speaking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think Anla invited him.
Now, why would she? Yeah. Why would she invite him?
I don't know.
Well, you know, he did help set up the whole show, so I guess he should be here. That's good. It's always good to have legal age.
I'm not sure that's how you invite people to weddings. But, then again, I've been to weddings with a lot of people, so maybe that is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I really should not be worried about this stuff, kind of stuff. We need to...
No, calm down. Let me... You need a back rub? You need a back rub? Here, I'm...
No, I don't need a... Stop it.
Okay. All right. You just seem stressed. You know, this is an exciting day. This is a big day for you. In fact, this is probably the biggest day you will ever have. So, you need to just... You need to be calm, because, of course, on your biggest day, everybody should be calm.
I can give you a back rub.
Do not get close to me with those hands. That
no. Look, I've got some silicone cooking gloves we can put over his metal hands.
Pincer hands.
Yeah, but I'm putting these silicone cooking gloves. They great for taking out hot pans.
He needs to play drums later.
Oh yeah, the drums. That's right. We have the whole band up there, huh? Except for you.
No. Drum and Lady Morella are doing the music, because the rest of us will be up on stage.
Well, we'll take the silicone gloves off after that. So here, look, come on, Joe.
Get off now.
Look at that. It's a special program I made just for you.
Ow. Ow.
Now,
oh, that hurts.
Don't forget the head drum.
No, stop it.
Remember? Clamp attack.
No.
I mean, massage.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Okay, get the shoot out of here, Jim. Go get set up for the
There's somebody
the
at the door. Hold on. Well, hey, yeah, we saw you coming in. Steven, it's the attorney.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry about interrupting y'all right here.
This is the most important day.
I know.
Interrupt.
I know, but I felt like it should come from me. The Sahuagin... I think it's just Sahuagin. Well, yeah, they're outside protesting the wedding.
Well, that's weird.
Protesting the wedding.
Let me take a peek here. Oh yeah, I see them. Yeah, there's a lot of them, man. That's quite a crowd. See if they can come in.
No, don't see if they can come in.
Well, we got plenty of seats in the back. This is great.
What? Oh gosh, no. No, they're not going to ruin my day.
None of the mushroom people came, so there's like 12 rows of seats that are empty.
Why didn't the mushroom people come?
I think they were offended by one of the episodes where... I don't know. I don't know why they didn't come. Maybe they just forgot. I mean, they are mushroom people.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about them quite a bit. But Morale was supposed to clean that up for us.
I guess she didn't.
Yeah.
But anyway, now we have all these Sahuagin...
No, they're going to stay outside. Yeah, I do think they should stay outside. They're going to stay outside.
Okay, I'm going to give them a thumbs up, though.
No, please just stop. Okay, all right. I appreciate you letting me know about this, but we got to focus on this, so,
Can we file a restraining order against them?
Yeah, I guess so. I'll go work on that.
Here, take the sword.
Why?
It I'm kind of curious myself.
It could be your restraining order. You could just restrain off their arms and legs.
Wow. Okay, let's not do this today.
I'm really built for combat.
I can go out there and take care of it. Let me go. Let me at him.
No. We're going to focus today. I don't know if we can get one so quickly, but maybe we can get the cops out here or something that could help. But anyway, yeah, thanks for coming. All right, well, I'll work on that. I'll see you later. Okay, good. All right, so...
So what do you think I should wear? The eyeball tie or just the plain black tie?
Oh, eyeball tie for sure.
Okay. Here we go. All
right. Steven, could you grab the door? I got to get my tie on.
Yeah.
I'm a musician. I should not be wearing ties.
There's some other ties in the drawer around the corner. Go grab those.
More
get the door.
Ties don't help. I can't tie this.
Well,
just get the...
All right, I'm getting the door. Hold on.
Hello?
Yes, my name is Sergeant Cole Nami. I'm here to see Kai.
No, you're not.
Steven, did you get the door?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to get it again. Hold on. Hello?
Hi, it's very important that I speak with Kai.
Who's this?
Wait, who is this?
I don't know. Who is this?
What is your name, son?
What is your name?
My name is Sergeant Cole Nami.
Say that 5 times fast.
Sergeant Cole Nami, Sergeant Cole Nami, Sergeant Cole Nami, Sergeant Cole Nami, Sergeant Cole Nami.
You messed up.
I messed up on that fourth one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? You did, it was a good try. Okay, thanks. Come again.
Wait! Okay, alright. Oh, I guess we're about ready to go. It's about that time, huh?
Yeah, there's somebody at the door, but I think he's gone now. Let me see.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and grab that. See if, who was that, by the way?
He said his name was, Sergeant Bro Bromby or something like that. Bro Zombie.
Oh, okay. Probably for Bro Force.
Yeah, Bro Force guy.
Yeah, okay.
Those guys are awful.
What, can you grab it? Can you grab it at the door?
Yeah, I'll get it. Got it.
Hey, Steven. It's me, Timmy.
Hey, Timmy.
So,
you're looking dapper.
Thank you. I didn't know what tuxedo we were going to wear as part of the wedding party. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get those instructions. But I went ahead and my mom got me one. And I'm ready to go.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
Well, that's one of those t-shirts with a tuxedo on it.
Well, she said that would be fine.
Well, if you're on a budget, are you poor, Timmy?
Well, no, she said something about that. Wait, let me think. That
ironic.
I'm not really the best man, that I made that up in my head. And there's a reason I didn't get an invitation to the wedding.
You did get an invitation. Yes, you did.
I didn't get an invitation.
Well, hold on. Stand right there. Hold on. Let me get some. This drawer has some crayons in it. All right. It's a piece of paper to Timmy. You are welcome at this wedding.
Well, thank you.
Well,
see, I told my mom that I would be welcome because I'm the best man. That's what I'd be here when Kai needs me.
I'm actually the best man, or drum. I almost said Murd. I don't know why.
Murd? Why would he be the best man? That's just weird.
I mean, he could have the best man inside of him or something. I don't know.
That's the weirdest thing ever to say.
No, you're just weird, Timmy, and we've always known that, and we're glad you're here. You got the invitation and crayon, and now you can go ahead and go sit at the front row and wait for your cue.
Okay, I'll be there. Good.
All right.
Oh, goodness. Okay, who was that? I think I got this tie on straight. Is this supposed to be tilted one way?
No, it's backwards. You've got to put it around. It's like a ties are like mini capes. So you just got to move it around to the back so it comes out the back. That was Timmy. Yeah, he's wearing a tuxedo shirt, but I told him.
I felt really bad not inviting him, but...
Well, I just made up an invitation for him with crayons.
Well, we had all those seats were taken up by all the Toad family, and they didn't even come. So I guess Timmy can stay.
That's
perfect.
Good.
Great. All right. Well,
I think we've got everything ready. Let me peek out and see what's going on. Let's see. I think I see the wedding cake coming down.
The wedding cake? Oh, well, why is the wedding cake going to be in here? Come on, let's go look.
All right. Let's go take a peek.
Hey, this is a giant wedding cake.
Wait, everybody should probably gather around. This wedding cake needs to be appreciated by everybody. Hold on. And let me see, I got this little, contraption underneath the drape that goes around this outside of the cake on the table here. It's got a little ladder. Let me open it up.
Ladder?
Yeah, I gotta climb to the top of the cake. Hold on.
Why are you climbing to the top of the cake?
Just hold on a second. I'm going to get to the top. All right. Everybody, throw me the mic. Drum, throw me the mic. All right. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming to...
The wedding hasn't started yet.
I know, but this is the presentation of the cake. It's a very important part of the wedding. Kai, you're nervous? This is it. I know this is your big day, so just bear with...
The psychics on the phone said that something might happen with the cake, so I'm a little worried about the cake.
Well, I'm just staying on top of the cake. Obviously, it's very sturdy, so there's nothing to worry about. And I just wanted to make this presentation. This cake, as you know, it's a little different looking, but it comes from some of the finest bakeries in all of Kakarika. They've all worked together, and some of the warehouses and factories worked on it too. And this is a cake which will be remembered forever, Kai. Don't you understand? Let me present to you the cake of murd.
The what?
Hey, hold on. I thought I hit the button. The murder cake.
It's not murder cake. That's terrible.
Hold on one second. Just hold on. Hold on. There we go.
What? What? Oh my goodness, there's cake everywhere. Drum, Drum, come.
Exterminate, you will all parent.
You're not Drum.
I am Bird. I have risen from the cake ashes to claim final victory.
Oh yeah, I remember you. Oh, you're still crazy, maniacal, and murderous. Okay, I didn't realize that.
And I've kicked tasty cake on me.
Oh, that's just gross.
Anybody can have a bite if they want to get close enough.
I will take a bite.
No, not you.
Wait, what happened? What happened to Drum? He just, like, suddenly got disabled.
Get your throat over here, Kai.
Oh. Oh. Stop it, Murd. Stop, you don't want to do this.
Exterminate.
There's good in you. I know there is.
No, no good.
Oh, crap. It was worth a try.
Good job, Murd. Get him. Get that.
Steven, what are you doing?
I'm not Steven.
What? Oh, I really thought you were going to continue that sentence.
I'm... I didn't know if I was supposed to... I'm reading the notes as we go. I can start again. I'm not Steven. I'm Dr. Wily.
Dr. Wily? Dr. Wily. Sergeant Nami! Is that Mega Man?
You're coming to ruin my plans, Murd! Attack them!
Man, where did Mega Man come from? He's blasting away at Murd.
Not Murd. My special robot. Kai, get over here.
What? Ow. Stop that. I told you I don't want a back rub.
I'm your friend, Steven/Dr. Wily.
What?
Let's get out this door. We're going out the back.
Kai,
come on.
Kai, don't go there. No, that's... Please stop giving me a back rub.
Frogs.
Oh, gosh.
What are these slimy frogs doing everywhere? What are these Zawagan doing everywhere?
There's Zawagan. Ow! That hurts! Stop it! Ow!
Ow, stop it! Leave me alone! Ow!
Gosh, alright, let's try to, let's hide in this closet. Hold on. Okay. I think we got him.
Good job.
I don't think they saw it.
Did I reveal that I was Dr. Wily?
Oh yeah, you did say that.
Yeah. So we're actually enemies. So when the Zawagan go, we'll fight. We'll keep fighting. But wait, I don't want to fight them. They're really slimy. Do you want to talk about it? I mean, it's kind of weird.
It's a little weird.
Well, I've been actually staking.
Oh goodness! The
please
door.
Leave us alone. We don't mean any harm, except for me. I mean harm to the Kai and Steven, actually. But,
Here's Mega Man.
And don't forget me.
Oh, they're going after the Zawagan. Yes. I mean, the Zawagan.
That's good. Yeah, don't mess that up. We know that they don't like that. We don't want them coming back in. Okay, now that they're distracted with chasing off the Zawagan, I can kill you now.
Why?
I don't have anything to kill you with. I'm Dr. Wily. You've taken Drum under your wing. That was never supposed to happen. Drum is my
So you come
creation.
Here for Drum?
I've come to destroy Drum. He was supposed to be destroyed. And now, I tried to make another Drum. I tried to make Murd.
So, you're doing all this just because of Drum?
Drum was supposed to be the most powerful robot I had ever created. And instead, he was a total, absolute failure. The only thing he was good at was making drum sounds. I have no use for
really
music.
Good at
it. I don't have I am a terrible, fear-mongering, crazy, maniacal warlord bent on the destruction of Mega Man and all of those who support him.
Wait a minute. How long have you taken Steven's place?
Oh, let me see. It's been... We've had some good times together, Kai. I'm not going to lie. I thought for a long time.
Was it when Steven came down from the mountain?
Yeah. Was it then? I don't know. I feel like I've always known you. I feel like I've actually known you longer than Steven's been working with you.
How many albums have you played on? Is this why I had to go back and re-record all your parts? I didn't have the heart to tell you, but they all suck.
I was taking music lessons. I was trying. Oh, my goodness.
Oh my
gosh. I thought you liked my work.
Well, we're friends. Me and Steven are friends, but I didn't want to tell you.
I thought
we
were friends, too.
You remember every night I would say, oh, I'm just going to finish up a little bit of mixing. You go ahead and go on home. And I'd go back and re-record everything you did.
I thought that was your way of saying I did a great job and you just wanted to make sure I came through louder.
No!
Because my parts were so great.
No!
This whole time you've been lying to me. Now, okay, see, for a split second, the love and kindness that the Retro Zoo Super Show provided for me actually made me, for a few minutes here and there, think about becoming good. But guess what? What just happened to that notion? It's down the toilet. It's actually in the sewer of Kakarika Village right now. Because you just flushed that away. You basically just gave me every reason and more to become and to unleash everything that I've done, you know, so I don't feel bad about it anymore.
You kidnapped Steven!
You didn't even know. What kind of friend are you? Do you want a hug with my hands around your neck? I'm gonna put my hands around your neck. And this is gonna hurt because I'm gonna try to kill you.
Oh! Get off me! Get off me, you crazy person!
Get over here! I need help!
There is no Murd.
What? Who said that?
Bob! Oh, good hit, Drum.
Not my eye!
Come over here, Dr. Wily. Let's pull this mask off.
No!
Whoa! How'd you keep all that hair underneath there? That's really impressive.
Oh, thank you. It's not impressive. That mask was supposed to remain on me. I was supposed to be Steven, and Drum was supposed to be destroyed. And Mega Man was not supposed to be here at all.
Well, we've been on your trail for some time, Dr. Wily. And we weren't going to let you get away with this. But we've caught up with you yet again. And this time we're going to lock you up, and there's no chance that you'll ever escape again because you've never, never escaped after Mega Man has captured you.
No!
Actually, that's kind of a thing he does. Quiet!
Oh. I was going to say, I was thinking, yeah, maybe.
All right, get the handcuffs on him.
Murd, get over here! Don't let them put these handcuffs on me!
I am your master. What do you need me to do?
He's not even getting up. Drum, did you cut his legs off?
I have legs. Don't say that. They're just over there.
Well, there's another surprise for you. Take him away.
No!
Kai, I've been trying to get a hold of you because we found Steven. He was captured by Dr. Wily out of... well, our operation, codename Bookstore. But we've been tracking him. We've been, you know, spending large amounts of resources and money to go after him. And we have found him. Okay, well, where is he? Why are you walking over to Murd?
Get away from me! Get away from me!
Look, there's a little access panel.
No, don't touch my access panel.
Steven?
What's up, bro?
Were you inside Bird?
Oh, man. I gotta pee.
All right, clear the path. Let the man pee.
I don't know if I can move. I feel like a newborn.
Mega Man, pick him up. Oh, wow, that little robot's really strong.
Do I look like Neo from The Matrix right when he first was released? Because that's how I feel.
Not really.
I don't look like Keanu Reeves?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you look fine. Sure.
You think I'll make a full recovery? I can't feel my arms and legs.
We probably should get a doctor on that. Okay, I'm so confused.
I could hear some things through the hard shell of evil that surrounded me. And
are you gonna hold it? Are you gonna hold it while we're talking here?
I've been holding it for like 2 years. I wanted to say congratulations. I think you did a great job. I think you and Ongler be happy together.
Thank you. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And I guess I had Dr. Wily be the best man. It was supposed to be you. Don't worry, Kai. I'm here. I can be the best man. Let's just wait. Let's wait for Steven to go pee and see if he can recover feeling in his legs.
No, you've got to get this wedding going. It'll never happen if you don't do it.
No.
Give me your shirt. Give me your shirt, Timmy. It's going to look like a muscle shirt on me, but it's okay because I don't have many muscles left. I've been atrophying inside of Murd for so long.
Actually, you're pretty much Timmy's size now. That's embarrassing.
No, just looks like that. It's like an optical illusion.
Hey, man, we put out some albums while you were out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they're really good. I can't wait to hear them.
Who played my part?
We let Dr. Wily do it, but he kind of sucks, so I overdubbed him. I thought they were you, and I thought that like you just like forgot how to play and stuff. I didn't have the heart to tell you.
It's good news though, right? That you still have somebody that can play that isn't just a faker.
Like me?
I mean, hey, is there any cake left?
I think you're going to lick some off Murd.
I haven't had anything to eat except for extracted oil byproducts.
Can somebody scrape him up some cake?
Yeah. Hey, look, I can't use my arms. I just put it on my face.
Just stuff it in there. That's good.
Oh, so good. Oh, it's the best cake I've ever had. All right, I got to pee now.
All right. I'm gonna put in music. It's okay. it's gonna be fine. Are you looking up vowels?
Oh. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together today to celebrate love. True love. Marriage is what brings us together today. Kai, will you take Anla to be your wife?
I do. Nah.
And a hole.
Oh, sorry. That was a massive pause there.
Do you?
I do.
Anna. Do you take Kai to be your lovely wedded husband to have and to hold to death shall you part? Do you? Do you?
I do.
Good! Steven, do you have the rings? I got them somewhere.
Oh. I think Dr. Wily actually has them.
No, made rings this whole time. I knew something was happening. I will.
Would you like make them out of shavings from the inside of?
No,
Murd?
My fingernails. I let them grow in ring patterns. Fingernails.
Oh, good. That's.
They're organic. They show that even in death, beautiful things can be made because nails are dead material. But I think I got the sizes right. If it's too gross for you, I'll understand. But Kaya, I hope you wear this ring as a reminder that I live trapped inside a robot and that this ceremony isn't about me. It's about you. And the fact that even though I was trapped inside the robot, I still had time to lovingly prepare these fingernail-type growth rings. They're disgusting, I know. Don't even lie and tell me they're not, but please wear them for eternity.
For eternity? I was going to, like, for...
Oh, if you have to do it just to be symbolic, I'll understand. Look, I'm really struggling here, man.
I don't know about eternity, but here, yeah, I'll take it.
All right. I don't even want to hand this to Alma. It's grossing me out. Okay. Actually, maybe you don't have to wear them after all. I just thought that was when I was, you know, you kind of go crazy when you're trapped inside a robot for 2 years.
Mega Man, next time you see Sergeant Nami, could you ask him to get her rings from Dr. Wily?
Yeah, that's probably good. Yeah, please, Sergeant Nami, I appreciate it, sir. I don't know why I thought that was a good idea to make human nail rings.
It's a little weird, man.
Sorry.
All right. So,
audience, may I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Kai? What's your last name, Kai?
Apana.
Apana! Akuna Apana!
Gosh. All right. So, you're saying that I ordered a cake with a giant robot hiding inside of it?
Yes, it's right here on the invoice. You said something about it would be a great surprise and very meaningful for you and what's her name or something like that. I don't know. People ask for weird stuff.
But I didn't order this.
You signed for it right here.
That's not my signature. And that's not even how you spell Kai.
Oh, that's right. Your wife's name is Kai.
No, my name is Kai.
I can't keep these things straight. I just follow instructions.
And these letters are like really blocky. Are you sure a robot didn't sign for this?
Maybe.
You know what? Forget it. I have to go.
Be sure and tell your friends how yummy the cake was.
The robot blew it up. I didn't even have any.
Well, that's the problem with cakes with robots inside. I really should start advising people against them.
Thank you so much for joining us for the first 100 episodes of the Retro Zoo Super Show. It's been an absolute blast being here, and I'm looking forward to what's to come. Just a heads up, we're going to take a couple of weeks off while we get the next set ready, but we have a lot of stuff planned for the next 100 episodes that I think you're really going to enjoy, so please do stay tuned. Hey, if you're not on our Discord server already, check out the link down in the show notes, or you can do a search for Technoverse and look for the image of Drum. Also, if you could do us a huge favor and rate and review us on Apple Podcast or whatever podcast app that you use, it's greatly appreciated and helps us get the word out. And last thing, if you do enjoy us week in and week out and you're financially able, please do consider supporting us on Patreon. During our two-week break, the next episode of Bloopery will be coming out for our patrons. We're really excited about that, as well as all the new music that the Techno Funk Boy produces. We put up in our music tier on the Patreon page. So please do check that out if you are able, but if you are not, totally understand that, and we're thrilled to have you here. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next 100.